Now.
WML News at 7. I'm Barbara Britt. The Washington Capitals are faster than lightning. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2 last night in Tampa to win Game 1 in the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. WML Sports coming up. If you're driving around Maryland, you're going to have to navigate around a lot of road projects that are ramping up this spring.
Frederick County's got a huge project right at Maryland 85, Buckeystown Pike at the I-270 interchange. We are widening Maryland 85.
Maryland State Highway Administration spokesperson Charlie Gishler says they're also replacing two structurally deficient bridges of I-270 that go over Maryland 85 with a new bridge. And all around Maryland, they're doing mill and fill projects on roads.
You take 2 inches off, put 2 inches down, restripe it, and call it good.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
CVS will stop selling Metro Smart Trip cards, ending a 10-year agreement with the drugstore giant. Has also sells the Metro Trip cards. Washington Post reports Smart Trip cards are still available at Giant and other retailers. WMATA is asking CVS to keep those machines around at stop selling stores around town. There is a lot of concern about a possible explosion inside Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera says it became the lava level inside is dropping and could result in boulders along the rim going into the air.
The rocks that surround this column collapse on top of it. Once this goes down to the water table, all that pressure begins to steam up. And the way it does so is quite dramatic and quite explosive. And all of those boulders, by the way, some of them are the size of cars.
President Donald Trump has declared a major disaster area in Hawaii after days of volcanic activity. That declaration allows for federal assistance to supplement state and local recovery efforts in areas affected by the Kilauea volcano. It erupted back on May 3rd. Iraq polls are now open this morning. It's the nation's first election since declaring victory over the Islamic State group. The Prime Minister al-Abadi is facing stiff competition from political parties with close ties to Iran. The Pride of Herndon Marching Band in Virginia is hosting Normandy kickoff celebration and benefit concert in Herndon Town Green. That'll be today at 6 p.m. The Herndon High School band parent volunteer Ken Oz-Captain says the benefit concert's going to help offset the huge price tag for the school's band's upcoming trip to France.
The idea behind it is to raise money for our trip to Normandy, France, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. The band was invited over to Normandy to represent the USA on the beaches of Omaha at the Brittany American Cemetery. And at St. Mary Glace, the first city liberated by the 82nd Airborne.
And that trip will cost them $600,000, so they need your support. There is a rain date for tomorrow evening, just in case. Are you spending any money this spring? The latest on consumer spending attitudes.
Consumer sentiment is holding steady in May. The University of Michigan's preliminary reading on consumer attitudes at the beginning of the month hit 98.8, which is slightly higher than expected. The survey noted rising concerns about inflation, with more Americans also expecting the Fed to raise interest rates this year. The May results were in line with the revised reading for April. I'm Ann Cates.
In sports, Washington Capitals take Game 1 from the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals last night. 4-2, head coach Barry Trotz.
We play with some quickness. We're quick, simple, and smart.
Game 2 tomorrow night at 8. The Nats are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. Orioles get a win, beating Tampa Bay Rays 9-4, thanks to a grand slam by Manny Machado. WMAL Sports and Weather next.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home. Senior Solutions at 8:30. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Dr. Tom Roselle Live at noon. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves. Great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. James?
Barbara, thank you. And yes, good morning. An accident to report. This is on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound past Maryland 198. They've got everybody being pushed through one single lane. Several lanes are blocked. It's an overturned vehicle. Beltway, the inner loop right around Branch Avenue. Everything's off of the right shoulder, but that's a stalled car with a wrecker just getting loaded up. Primarily onlooker delays through that stretch. And construction out on Kettleworth Avenue through Maryland, northbound right around Riverdale with at least one lane blocked, trying to get ahead of impending storms through the overnight tonight. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High 92 in town tonight. Cloudy with thunderstorms overnight. Low 65. And tomorrow for your Mother's Day, cloudy and cooler. Chance of a stray shower. High 71. 67 right now at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you. And John Gizzi kicks off Hour 2 every weekend. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John brings us his perspective as the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And, John, I would think, first off, probably the biggest news of the week for the Trump administration, the success of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, his visit to North Korea, and he brings back three Americans who had been held in North Korea. What it means for the administration and, of course, for the summit.
Well, one can say that this is advantage Trump in a very big way, or perhaps I should say advantage Pompeo. Mike Pompeo replaces Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State, and in the genesis of his tenure at Foggy Bottom, he seems to demonstrate a talent for shuttle diplomacy in the same vein as Henry Kissinger. He secretly jetted to meet with Kim Jong-un and lay the ground for the coming summit, June 12th in Singapore. Mark that down in your calendars. In addition, Secretary Pompeo oversaw the release of three Americans who were in North Korea, and they came back to the United States and were welcomed by the President and the First Lady late at night. This has put a very bright picture, a smiley face, if you will, on the upcoming summit, and has given some hope that the administration will have serious discussions on reducing the nuclear missiles in Pyongyang. Now, on the other hand, there are some other sides to this. Putting aside the euphoria and looking at hard-nosed and tight-fisted diplomacy, the North Koreans have to realize that if they give up their nuclear weapons, they're going to lose face with the rest of the world, and particularly with allies such as China. They also know that the hold that they have over South Korea, which could lead to further relations, would be given up. And finally, I think the lesson of Libya is clear. Gaddafi, the former Libyan strongman, gave up his weapons of mass destruction in a bow to the United States. But then the United States eventually abandoned him and joined with allies France and the United Kingdom in overthrowing him. Kim has got to be aware of this and have some concerns. These are some hard details that will be worked out in what is probably one of the most closely watched summits in modern history. What will happen? How much progress comes out of it? That remains to be seen. For now, it's Bravo Pompeo.
The president was highly criticized by many for his decision on the Iran nuclear deal, members of the Iranian parliament actually burning an American flag. But you did find some Iranians who actually cheered the president's decision, and I think this puts it in perspective when you think of their history. Tell us about them, John.
Well, certainly. I was with the Iranian Freedom Convention held in Washington, D.C. last Saturday. Speakers included Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who got a hero's welcome. These people are the lineal heirs to Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, overthrown in a U.S.-backed coup that put the Shah of Iran back in power in 1953. Their goal is a democratic Iran and a constitutional form of government to replace the theocracy now in charge in Tehran. Now, they're controversial. Some members of this conclave, including a group known as the MEK, were once on the terrorism list of the State Department. There aren't a lot of clean hands when it comes to the exile community or past associations. And when you're talking about overthrowing a government, naturally you're going to be called a terrorist. George Washington today would be considered one of the most dangerous terrorists of all. And that's what the Iranian exiles see themselves as, the Iranian George Washingtons, who will come back and build a new government when the theocracy is gone. They cheered the president's decision, which was widely expected at the Saturday meeting, to cancel the Iranian nuclear agreement. They feel that by simply sharing information and lifting sanctions against Iran, you embolden the government of the Ayatollah Khamenei and just perpetuate the dictatorship that has been in charge in Iran for four decades. Quite frankly, it doesn't bother me too much when the farcical parliament in Tehran burns the American flag. When they wave the American flag in the exile community, that's something to cheer about.
Want to turn to the nomination of Gina Haspel to become the director of the CIA. A contentious hearing on Capitol Hill this week, John, but where does it stand at week's end?
Gina Haspel had a good week before the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the fact is that when the administration says she's the most qualified candidate to head the CIA in years, they know what they're talking about. For the first time in 43 years, since the late William Colby was named to head the company, the CIA has a nominee to lead it who has spent a career in the agency itself. She speaks five languages. She lived overseas undercover. If only most of the work which she had done was not classified, it would make a heck of a movie. Gina Haspel handled herself well, especially when dealing with the T word, torture. Yes, she was involved in the enhanced interrogation techniques that the Bush administration implemented after 9/11, and she dealt harshly with political prisoners aligned with world terror. On the other hand, the legal authorization for these programs has run out. They've been condemned in some circles, something she would not do, and she said she would not seek to re-implement enhanced interrogation, the polite word for torture. She said if a future president were to tell her that she's got to put these programs back in place, she would refuse that order. She had particularly a sharp exchange with Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed, telling him that she supports the intelligence agents who observe the law against the terrorists such as ISIS, who observe no law at all. Right now, Gina Haspel remains controversial. Senator John McCain has long said he appreciates the fact that she would not seek to perpetuate enhanced interrogation. On the other hand, he said the fact she does not apologize for her past work in this area or talk about its morality is reason enough for him to vote against nomination. Fair enough. This has been Senator McCain's position for a while. What is less reported is that Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has already weighed in for the controversial nominee. Right now, I see it as a photo finish, but the nomination of Gina Haspel will succeed.
So what did those midterm primary elections for the Republicans mean on Tuesday night? We'll ask John Gizzi that question next. Also, still to come, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson, all on the way on the Saturday Morning Update. Right now, a check of the traffic and the weather. James, what's going on in the traffic center?
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. New crash through Maryland, northbound on 270, just past Scenic View. All of the lanes have opened back up. Little activity there still left over on the right shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound right around Arundel Mills Boulevard. Still have a couple of vehicles involved in a crash off on the right side of the road through there with just onlooker delays. Capitol Beltway Inner Loop, right at Branch Avenue, right shoulder blocked with a stalled car. Just getting loaded up on a wrecker. Should be gone in the next few minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, the Weather Channel forecast has been revised. They were talking a high of 91 earlier today. Now they're saying a high of 92. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Some thunderstorms for the day tomorrow could reach 70 from Mother's Day. Afternoon thunderstorms Monday with a high of 86. Back up to 92 on Tuesday. Right now in D.C., 65. We're heading to 92 this afternoon. 717, Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues. We're talking with John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, the outcomes of the primaries on Tuesday night, apparently good news for the Republican Party, which is probably why we didn't hear too much about the outcomes in the major media outlets. But you covered it. What does it mean for the Republican Party, those contentious races in Indiana and West Virginia in particular?
Simply put, Republican primary voters got their heads screwed on correctly. This is not a slap at them, but so often has been the case that Republican voters nominate a candidate whose rhetoric or style on the right seems appealing. And it simply is not enough to win a general election. To put it another way, in Barry Goldwater's words, "grow up conservatives" was the mantra in the nominations of U.S. Senate candidates in Indiana and West Virginia. In Indiana, Michael Braun, former state legislator, head of a major manufacturing company and someone worth $37 million, just campaigned as a Trump-style outsider, was noticeable in television appearances because he refused to wear a tie. And he handily overcame two Republican House members, Luke Messer and Todd Rokita, both of whom agreed on issues except who should be senator. They ran nasty races against one another, and all Braun had to do was smile nice, spend some money on ads. He's now better than even money to take out Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly. In West Virginia, there was a fear that Don Blankenship, owner of the sixth largest coal mine in the world and someone who went to prison for perjury in a trial over the deaths of 29 miners in a mine his company owned, that this would be the Republican nominee against Senator Joe Manchin. President Trump even said Blankenship can't win. Voters agreed with him, and instead they nominated two-term Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. the first Republican to be elected Attorney General of the Mountaineer State in 80 years. He's a proven vote-getter, and he, too, is better than even money against the venerable incumbent Manchin. My guess is Republicans were just tired of losing races. They feel they should win.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, as always, a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay cool.
We shall try, John. 7:21, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Talk about cool. We're talking with Gordon Chang and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in the next 25 minutes, so stay with us.
The following stress-free moment is brought to you by Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union, home of the stress-free auto loan. Visualize Commonwealth One's team of loan professionals. Imagine getting a loan with no payments for the first 90 days. Breathe deeply as your loan terms are spread out for up to 7 years. Exhale slowly when hearing their low rates. Just finance your auto loan using Commonwealth One's online buying service powered by TrueCar and get rates as low as 1.49%. To apply, go to cofcu.org/auto. That's cofcu.org/auto. Why get all stressured getting your next auto loan? Enter a state of calm by going to Commonwealth One. APR based on applicant's credit and may vary. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required. Go to cofcu.org/auto for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to pay off your mortgage faster. Network Capital can make it possible. You want to pay for home improvement. Network Capital can make it possible. You want to combine first and second mortgages, eliminate mortgage insurance, even consolidate debt. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call Network Capital Funding at 800-700-8068 and find out how easy achieving your goals can be. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Major news, of course, this week, the U.S. and North Korea upcoming summit, June 12th in Singapore. We are joined by one of the world's foremost experts on Asia and North Korea, Gordon Chang. He is the author of Nuclear Showdown and writes for the Daily Beast. Gordon, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Well, so many questions arise. We've seen so much progress, or apparent progress, between the United States and North Korea in recent weeks, and the release of the three prisoners this week. And what I thought was interesting is there appear to be no, at least public, concessions made by the United States. And typically in the past, when we've seen these kinds of deals, it's been some sort of an exchange. There have been concessions on both sides. But this just seems, at least on the surface, to be a unilateral initiative by North Korea to release the prisoners back to the U.S.
You're correct. There is no indication that the administration paid anything or gave anything of value to North Korea for the release of the three Americans. And that is really good news. Kim Jong-un has been making a lot of unilateral concessions to the U.S. For instance, he pledged to give up his nuclear weapons for only two things: a pledge by the United States not to attack his regime, and second, the U.S. signing a peace treaty to formally end the Korean War. That is just stunning. the North Koreans, you know, always make concessions, but only after negotiations begin. Now they're making concessions and a series of them before we even start to talk. So I think that's a good sign that Kim thinks that his bargaining position is weak. That's not to say that things are going to be perfect. You know, things could always go south. But nonetheless, right now we are on a pathway to peace and a pathway to disarming the North Koreans.
Critics of the president have said that his withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal could send negative signals to North Korea. Can the U.S. be trusted? And along the same lines, what pressure might Russia and China be putting on North Korea and using Iran as an example?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, there's a lot of confident assertions made by Americans and others about the effect of the abrogation of the Iran nuclear deal on North Korea. You know, and as you say, many people think that Kim will be less willing to do a deal with Trump because Trump has shown himself to be, as they say, an untrustworthy negotiating partner. But, you know, and that's possible. But I think that it's more likely that Kim is more motivated to do a deal with President Trump. And the reason is that when President Trump on Tuesday announced a withdrawal from the Iran deal, he said he's just not going to allow hostile regimes to have nuclear weapons. And that is a message, of course, not only to Tehran, but also to Pyongyang. So I think Kim has gotten the message. Also remember that by abrogating the Iran deal, President Trump has set a very high standard for himself on a North Korea deal. A North Korea deal has to be substantially better than the Iran one, or he's going to pay a very large political price.
What role does Kim Jong-un now becoming a player on the world stage where he had been so isolated in the past? How much of this is sort of playing to his, maybe not only his ego, but just to his personality and now an inclusiveness instead of being totally excluded?
Well, I would like to think that Kim could be motivated by flattery and by being integrated into the international community. I think, though, that that's probably not that important for Kim. For him, my sense is that this is more an issue of survival, that he feels if he doesn't give up his nukes and his missiles, that he won't survive, that sanctions will continue to erode his position in Pyongyang. You know, I don't know at this particular time how he views these things, but I do think that he is, at this point, very concerned about what the Trump administration might do to him if he doesn't agree in a verifiable manner to completely give up his most destructive weapons.
Is it fair to say that the intensity of the United States sanctions and the pressure that Donald Trump has put on North Korea has been the catalyst here? Because in the past, we have not seen U.S. presidents be able to get to this point. Is it attributable to the pressure from the U.S.?
Yeah, I think pressure from the U.S. has really made Kim reassess his position. So it's not only the sanctions that you refer to, U.S. sanctions and U.N. sanctions, but it's also the threats from President Trump to strike his nuclear and his missile facilities. People in Asia, Korea watchers in Asia, actually credit his threats as bringing the reason for bringing Kim to the table. They say that Kim, the Chinese, and the South Koreans have all changed their policies dramatically. And the reason they did that was because they're all concerned about the threat of war. Now, the reason why there's a threat of war is because of the statements made by President Trump and other administration officials. So I think that it is U.S. pressure that has gotten us to a point where Kim feels he's got to talk to the American president. He's got to talk to others, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose power at home. That's my guess.
Gordon Chang, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can check out Gordon's Twitter feed. It's Gordon G. Chang. Gordon G. Chang at Twitter and also online. It's GordonChang.com. He's got a lot of great information, and his book will give you some full insight into the whole relationship with North Korea over the years.
Nuclear Showdown is the name of the book. Tony Schaefer's coming up right after the news. We're going to talk with Tony about Iran, about the ISIS leaders, the capture of five key leaders this week, Kim Strassel's report of an FBI mole in the Trump campaign, and more. And we'll also talk with Cheryl Atkinson. It's all on the way. Saturday morning update, WMAL. The news is next with Barbara Britt, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. A Rockville man has died after Montgomery County Fire and Rescue crews last night discovered high levels of carbon monoxide inside the home on Lawrence Drive in Rockville. Spokesman Pete Perringer says a generator being used inside that home is the likely culprit. Another adult male in the home was taken to the hospital. A former CIA contractor has pleaded guilty to copying and taking classified material. 53-year-old Ronaldo Regis of Fort Washington admitted to copying the classified material into more than 60 personal notebooks found in his home. Regis worked for a government contractor assigned to the CIA for more than a decade. TSA agents have been busy after a record number of guns are found at airports around the country this week.
May 3rd set a one-day record for firearms found in carry-on bags. On that day alone, security agents found 26 firearms in 15 different airports. 21 of those guns were loaded. Atlanta's airport tied with Houston for the most on that day, with four guns discovered in carry-on bags.
In sports, Washington Capitals take Game 1 from the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals last night, 4-2. Head coach Barry Trotz says it's all about team play.
You know, the team concept trumps everything.
Game 2 is tomorrow night at 8. Nats are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks, and the Orioles victorious over the Tampa Bay Rays 9-4. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utilities, improve your home's value, and save you 40%. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek does it all. That is what makes them different. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Think about all the costs in a typical supply chain when you think about replacement windows. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. Well, not with Thompson Creek. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call now to buy one window and get one 40% off plus 0% interest until December 2019. Call 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK today.
It's 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, James.
Barbara, thank you. And yeah, it runs the gamut this morning as far as what's causing delays for drivers. We'll start with the crash. 270 northbound just past Scenic View. All of the lanes have opened back up, but still a little bit of activity there on the right shoulder to watch for. Onlooker delay. Stalled car on westbound Chesapeake Bay Bridge. It's blocking a left lane through there, so a little bit of a bunch up as you make your way over. Delays remain from a crash on Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound around Maryland 198. It's moving. Stick with it. All of the lanes have opened back up, just unwinding a bit. And that's utility work on Kenilworth Avenue northbound right around Riverdale with just one right lane getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, your Mother's Day weekend Weather Channel forecast.
Thank you, James. Partly cloudy today. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible. A high 92 in town. Tonight it'll be cloudy with some thunderstorms overnight. Down to 65. Tomorrow for your Mother's Day, cloudy and cooler with the chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. High 71 degrees. Right now it's 67 degrees in Alexandria, mostly sunny. Beautiful morning in Hyattsville, 62 and sunny, and mostly sunny at Reagan National and 67 degrees. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune into the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for. how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m., for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Simple Nutritional Recipes on Wednesday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Larry O'Connor here to share with you what could be the easiest way to sell your home. The Reynolds team with Keller Williams is launching their very first 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed program. Call the Reynolds team today to receive an offer on your home within 24 hours. No hassle and no gimmicks. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are making it easy for the D.C. metro market to get their home sold without hassle. And you pick the closing time. The Reynolds team was named the top team in the D.C. metro market by the Wall Street Journal. They sell a home every 24 hours. Don't settle for just any realtor when you can hire the best, with even more great options for you, like the 24-hour offer on your home guaranteed. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Debbie and Sarah Reynolds. Call them today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is an advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command, a trained CIA intel operative. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Absolutely. Well, plenty to talk about. And first off, let's start early in the week. The attacks on Israel, 20 rockets aimed at Israeli troops. Israel launches the biggest military response since 1973. What does that say to you, Tony? I mean, that seems to be a pretty big deal.
Well, it's an offshoot of the failure of the Iran deal. Look, Iran has been much more aggressive across the board since the signing of the deal. We've seen this expanded use of proxies. We don't know exactly everybody who used these rockets. We know they were made in Iran. But this is another reason that we had to, you know, step away, because the Iranians, simply put, while they were any number of things were had to be weighed within the confines of the agreement itself. This was something outside the agreement, but clearly was observed and commented on by the president, saying, you know, we cannot accept their continued aggression in the region. And so that's why the Israelis struck back.
All right. I want to turn to the capture of five top ISIS leaders this week. And, you know, something that I think under the Obama administration era would have gotten a lot of media attention. And, of course, the president then would have been speaking about it and it would have gotten a lot of coverage. But I think this week, you know, the narrative has been a continuation of Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels and Michael Avenatti, and this capture of five key leaders of ISIS has been overlooked in the, you know, major media outlets. Tell us about the operation and just your thoughts in general.
Well, this is an extension of the work that you mentioned, Nat Geo and the advising producer world, Chain of Command. This is a perfect example of the hard work of the buy with and through strategy, where we worked very closely on a series of classified operations with the Iraqis. They were very much our partners on this, and it took some time. We captured one guy a few months ago, that capture of one guy then resulted in essentially a cascade effect. You had to get him to talk, and then he talked about others and others, and after some time and good intelligence work, you were able to roll up these five. This is significant. These are the true leaders of ISIS, and these are the guys we really have to get to begin to permanently shut down the organization. So this is very important. Abu Zubaydah's deputy is one of these guys, and we're making progress. So, you know, Rick, like you said, President Obama tended to trade away, you know, Taliban prisoners and put them back into play, and this president tends to capture them and put them away. So it's a good news story.
And one thing you mentioned, one of those leaders was captured months ago. We didn't hear about that, did we?
No, we didn't. And again, this is a tribute to the fact that the Pentagon is actually doing its job, doing it effectively, keeping things quiet as they develop things. And more to come. This is not unique and not the only thing going on right now.
Wow. I mean, the level of wisdom and maturity in this administration across the board is interesting, you know?
I think it's refreshing.
Yeah, I mean, really. and some people could question my comment then, but I think in some instances they've done some very, very smart things. And, you know, that would have probably been leaked all over the place or blabbed all over the place in the prior administration. And we kept it quiet, which enabled us to get four more top ISIS leaders. All right. You mentioned the prisoner release.
Yeah.
We've seen exchanges in the past, and we saw the Taliban deal where there was a cash payout, and we traded, what, five generals for Bo Bergdahl.
Right.
And Chuck Schumer out this week, highly critical of Kim Jong-un's release of the three prisoners, which I found so hypocritical on Chuck Schumer's part, but that's another story.
Right.
But your thoughts on the prisoner exchange?
Well, what does Chuck Schumer want us to do? Send them back? I mean, think of it. Just think about the lunacy of these people, Rick, when they talk about this. Like, what do you want? You know, and so, look, Mike Pompeo's done yeoman's work, both as director of CIA and the current situation. And as far as I can tell, there was no preconditions that we had to show to get these guys back. Everybody's been working in good faith. I believe there's a path forward now to the talks next month. And so, again, I am the first to jump on any administration who is not functioning well regarding national security or foreign relations. And I just don't see, you know, I'm always cautious, but I don't see the downside here of getting Americans back for purposes of liberating them and moving forward with a negotiation process. I just, what do these people want? It just boggles the mind.
All right. I want to talk to you quickly about the upcoming summit June 12th in Singapore.
Yeah.
What is important from the Pentagon standpoint? We've spent a lot of time talking about the political side of it and, of course, the president's relationship. But what's the Pentagon looking for?
Well, there's two things. Look, we've got a standing army there. You know, that war has never completely finished for us. So the first thing we have to do is resolve what is going to be the Pentagon's role in the security environment after that. We have conventional forces. Obviously, we have nuclear forces. And we have to figure out what do we do with all those troops? If we're actually shutting it all down, that's good news. That's we can bring a lot of those folks home, much more like we did after the Cold War ended in Germany. Secondly, we have to then really take a hard look at the defense paradigm regarding our regional relationships with Japan, with South Korea, with the Philippines, with Vietnam, regarding China. China becomes the big issue we have to look at. And some say, and I'm one of them, that we're looking at a potential Cold War of sorts with China, because China's made it very clear while they're, you know, want to be our trade partners, they also want dominance of the Pacific Rim by the 2020s. So we will have to actually make some very serious analysis of what to do next with our forces there. So this is both good and bad. You know, we good thing we end the war, bad thing, still got to look at other adversaries and challengers within the region.
Want to turn to Kim Strassel's report of an FBI mole in the Trump campaign. You've talked to people. What are you hearing?
Well, I was in meetings on this yesterday, and I think it's true. I don't want to say the guy's name. There's a name out there floating around. May have been paid a lot of money. There may be others. I think this is, you know, how I don't know how it is. Every time we think we've seen it bad, it gets worse regarding this. And, you know, we knew last year at this time they were doing Soviet-level wiretaps. That's been proven. Now this. And I don't know, Rick, how to approach this other than, man, I don't know. If this doesn't require another special counsel, I don't know what does. And it appears this guy was stuck into the campaign at some point via the foreign policy part of the operation. Questions become, what was what tripped it? What was their supposed legal predicate that allowed them to do this? One, what date was it put in, and what was his objectives? And so I think this is something that's very serious, and this is not to be trifled with. And, oh, by the way, I've been talking to people. I don't think there was one of these in Hillary Clinton's campaign. So this was unique to Trump's political effort.
Okay, I want to turn to the nomination of Gina Haspel.
Yeah.
I know you've written an opinion piece, but I just want to kick this off. This is Hillary Clinton. This is just another classic. Hillary Clinton was in Australia this week, and she was doing a televised interview, and here's what she had to say about women being appointed to high positions.
There is still a very large proportion of the population that is uneasy with women in positions of leadership. And so the easiest way to kind of avoid having to look at someone on her merits is to dismiss her on her looks. People.
Okay, Hillary, that's enough. So we have Gina Haspel, who was nominated to be the first woman director of the CIA.
Yeah.
And she is bombarded by other women, including Kamala Harris, on Capitol Hill this week.
Amazingly disrespectful. They gave John Brennan, who was a leader in the effort, she was simply a lower level manager. They gave John Brennan a pass, and they demanded of her all of these obtuse loyalty statements about, you know, torture and trying to basically get her to say political things about events of the period that are out of context. So I thought it was very disrespectful. And yeah, to your point, Rick, look, what more do you want? President Trump has appointed a number of women. The director of Homeland Security is a woman. Now we have a number of his close staff as women. And now we have a woman about to break the glass ceiling at CIA.
Look at the communications department at the White House. It's Mercedes Schlapp. It's,
right.
You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You've got Kellyanne Conway up high.
Right. Right. So I look at this. I look at Hillary's comments, and I really do wonder, you know, gee, are you living in literally some alternative universe? Because what we see here on our side is not what you're talking about. So but yeah, to your point though, Rick, look, Gina Haspel is completely fully qualified. I think she's going to make a great director of CIA and another great woman in a position of high authority. So,
well, as you say in your opinion piece at The Hill, she is the real deal.
Precisely.
And one other thought here, Tony, yeah, before we let you go today. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels, it continues, and now there's some things coming out on Michael Avenatti and his coffee company and some money that is owed in tax liens to the IRS. Fascinating. But a lot of people are asking the question, for the 108 appearances that he's done on MSNBC and CNN, who's compensating him for his time these days? I can't imagine that all of this is being billed to Stormy Daniels at $2.50 an hour.
No, I look, that's a mystery. I mean, they have outed Michael Cohen on his essential billing. I mean, look, Cohen was making money off of what lawyers do, brokering information, representing, and essentially having influence. That's what they do. So I haven't seen anything in the Cohen information that I find worrisome. The Avenatti thing, that's another story. I mean, that guy's out there taking shots at everybody constantly, and someone has to be paying his bill. So I think there needs to be an investigation of some sort. Find out, and plus this guy leaked critical information regarding transactions that apparently Treasury is now investigating. So if I were Avenatti, boy, I don't know. I'd be worried about some of the lawsuits coming my way, if the way he's been behaving lately. So it's something that needs to be resolved.
And with all the criticism of Michael Cohen and this deal and AT&T, there's an article that Reuters had out the other day that talks about how these kind of consultancies, where people are paid a lot of money to really give insight on how to deal with an administration. This all started in the Obama administration when they cracked down on the lobbyists, and it all started then, and this has been going on. Michael Cohen is not the first guy to make a lot of money trying to say that he can, you know, do things for some corporation. Right. This is nothing new. It's just he's outed on it. But if you go to the Reuters article on it, you'll see that it all started in the Obama administration.
Yeah, and again, you know, so Avedanti's attempt to get at him, launching this out there, really didn't have any effect. But we, you know, again, I'm trying to figure out. I think Avenatti would have been better off. And by the way, the president's numbers continue to go up. So I think Avenatti would have been better off, basically saying that SpongeBob SquarePants had an affair with Storm over the president. That's just me. You know,
well,
what do I know?
AT&T paid Cohen $200,000 a month, and the Justice Department is blocking the AT&T Time Warner cable merger.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course you'd want influence to try to talk about. You know, I mean, that's not extraordinary, Rick. I mean, that's something that happens in this town. As ugly as it may be, that's what people do here. So.
And the Trump administration certainly did not do anything to help AT&T. That's for sure.
Right. Correct.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and you can check out Chain of Command, by the way, if you haven't seen the series. Great National Geographic Channel series. You'll find Chain of Command at the National Geographic website. There are a number of different sources you can download it. Check it out. Tony, thank you as always.
Rick, always good to be on with you. Thank you.
My pleasure. 7:51 Saturday morning update, WMAL, and time for a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley's over in the traffic center. James?
Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, we'll check the roads this morning. The Beltway, the Interloop, right around Branch Avenue. Had a stalled car there for about the last hour. Still there. Wrecker on the scene. Must be having a tough time getting it loaded up. Primarily onlooker delays at this point. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, Maryland, right around Maryland 198. All of those lanes have opened back up from an earlier crash. New accident, though, northbound on 270 around Scenic View. It's also open. It got moved over to the shoulder pretty quickly. On the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, though, westbound, one left lane block, stalled car there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, Rick has your WMAL Mother's Day weekend Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, high 92 today. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 70 for Mother's Day. Afternoon thunderstorms Monday up to 86. Back into the 90s on Tuesday with some afternoon thunderstorms. 67 in D.C. heading to 92. 7:52 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Thanks for joining us on the Saturday morning update this weekend, and a happy Mother's Day to Cheryl Atkinson, who joins us from Full Measure. How are you?
I'm great. Well, thank you so much.
Full Measure, of course, is Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock on ABC7. We hear so much about traumatic brain injuries that are sustained by members of the military, but I don't think we often realize how many members of the military are affected and the devastation that it can cause in their lives.
Well, and to be honest, before I started researching the story, I had heard about it mostly in regards to the NFL, and I didn't know that so many troops have these concussion injuries, and the estimate was somewhere like 375,000 in the past decade or so, and actually they think maybe it could be double that because they fire these large caliber weapons in training, they have exposure to these IED explosions, and for a long time, apparently a lot of these injuries, this brain damage, was kind of treated like post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, kind of brushed under the rug and not addressed specifically. But a lot of people are trying to change that. It looks like the military is starting to pay, you know, some closer attention to all that.
We hear a lot of talk about it. What action is the military taking?
Well, they're looking at new science and procedures and technology that can maybe help them intercept and prevent some of the injuries and then better detect and treat them because, you know, some of these guys, you compile that with the post-traumatic stress or with the injuries and the wounds that they have, and they're a mess when they're discharged. We're focusing on Ryan Larkin, who was a Navy SEAL, very much honored, just an amazing hero, who ended up taking his own life. And he wrote in his journal that he knew, although he's never diagnosed with this specifically, he knew he had traumatic brain injury. And he donated his brain to science, and they looked at it afterwards and said, yes, you know, under a microscope, they could tell he had this damage, but he wasn't treated for it, not by the VA, not by the medical professionals that they saw, and was just sort of left hanging there. So even though the problem's been identified and they're working on it, there's still, I think, a lot of men and women who are discharged into society without this recognition and probably not getting the proper treatment and help.
And it's not only in the military. There are people that are in automobile accidents, and they may go to the emergency room and they get an MRI. It's not diagnosed, but they have the symptoms. The symptoms can linger, and it's not detected.
Well, you know, a regular MRI apparently doesn't show a lot of this concussive injury. And there's a special MRI, I think it's called diffusion tensor imaging, that they used in a study in 2011 on the military, where they could see this disruption for the first time in otherwise, well, people that otherwise look normal and as though they didn't have any damage. So you don't routinely get those scans. Those machines aren't apparently widely available, but that's something that could help, like you say, even in civilian life, because we're always having concussions, you know, whether you're talking about sports injuries for kids, or like you said, car accidents and falls. It's a very common injury and probably misdiagnosed and underdiagnosed quite a bit.
Well, you mentioned treatment that is in short supply. There's another area that you're covering tomorrow, which I found very intriguing, and that is the notion that when we see news stories about a medical breakthrough, some kind of a new treatment that's been tested on animals, it can be years before it's available to humans. But there is a movement in Congress to change that. I wasn't aware of it, but you've got it on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, I hadn't been either. And apparently this is a popular movement among, you know, Democrats and Republicans nationwide. It's called Right to Try. And it's supposed to give terminally ill patients better access to experimental therapies, you know, with the idea that they're not risking a lot if they're terminally ill. And perhaps this can help them in some way, give them hope, or perhaps even lend further understanding to the medicine, the experimental medicine, and it helps indemnify the pharmaceutical companies that agree to let their medicine be used, and it limits how much they can charge for it. Well, many states have actually passed this on their own. They're overwhelmingly positive on it, like I said, in both parties. So this was introduced by Senator Ron Johnson in the Senate to make it the law of the land federally, very popular. But through all kinds of reasons that you can probably only attribute to Washington, D.C., it is stalled in Congress, and we're going to interview him and talk with him about why he thinks that is.
Cheryl Atkinson, Full Measure is tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10, and also on News Channel 8 throughout the day. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much, and have a very happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
7:57 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Stop by Potomac Metals and Plants and pick up a great gift this Mother's Day. Offering a wide range of gifts, including jewelry, plants, flowers, soaps, and other specialty items all moms would love. Visit Potomac Metals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part? For only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
A successful retirement isn't defined by money. It's about confidence. Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Keys Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WMAL.
And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. A happy Mother's Day weekend to you. The news is next with Barbara Britt, and we're back with Garden Sense. Stay with us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.